15 Pennsylvania police officers from across the state are gathered in a hotel meeting room. They sit at long tables arranged in a U-shape. Each has a laptop and permission to stake out social networking sites while on the job. For some, it's their first time on these sites.
I was familiar with the MySpace sites, the Facebook sites, but not hands-on, so to speak.
Tom Winters is a corporal with the Lock Haven Police Department. He's been in law enforcement for 26 years. In the past, he says he's left the internet sleuthing to others.
I generally went to the younger officers and asked them because they had sites already set up for themselves. Whereas I'm not much of a social networker, as they're telling me we should be.
When I talk to cops in, say, Chicago, who've been detectives longer than I've been alive, and they look at me and go, why should we get involved in this? And I say, okay, think of it as a 10-block area in your town where only the kids go. And cops don't go because, well, we don't have time for it. Parents don't go because they're too intimidated. What would be going on in that 10-block area? Well, not a whole lot of good things.
Corey McDonald is leading today's training session. He's a captain at a police department in New Hampshire. But he came up with the idea to use social networking sites in this way when he held a different position.
No, it started back in 2006. I was a school resource officer, and I wound up finding that to be effective in the school, I was going to have to figure out MySpace and Facebook and all this stuff.
McDonald has led this training at police departments across the country, but this is the first time he's done a train the trainers session. Winters and the other officers will spread out across Pennsylvania to teach police statewide the intricacies of Facebook and Craigslist. McDonald says many departments already use these sites to collect evidence after a crime takes place. But this training also focuses on prevention.
You get the email blast or the Facebook message that says, hey, big party at my house this weekend, parents are away. I mean, what's better than a couple cops showing up before the party saying, hey, we heard you're having a party, didn't know if we were invited, we're going to be around.
McDonald says police also talk to the parents to stop the party from happening.
So maybe there is no car accident, or there is no alcohol-related sexual assault, or there is none of the other things that happen at these underage drinking parties.
One of the main goals of this training is to stop underage drinking. This two-day workshop is funded by a grant from the National Alcohol Beverage Control Association. But McDonald has also seen good results cracking down on drug sales.
For me, when I did it, we had about 22 drug arrests in a four-month period. Seven would have been felony-level drug dealers.
Educating kids and parents about the dangers of the internet is another part of the training. McDonald says Chat Roulette is one especially dangerous site. It randomly pairs up people with webcams to talk.
I interviewed a nine-year-old about it, and he said, well, it's usually pretty cool because sometimes we talk about baseball, but a lot of times guys want to take their pants off.
McDonald is the task force commander for internet crimes against children in New Hampshire. Even for older kids and adults, McDonald says the internet is full of dangers.
When I talk to young adults, I say, if you picture taking all of your personal information, everything you've ever posted online, every picture you've ever put, and put it on a little billboard, and you have to carry it around with you. And they look usually and say, yeah, well, what's the big deal? I put it on there and say, no, you got to bring it everywhere. You got to bring it to church and to grandma's house and to your job interview and your college interview. And they go, oh, maybe I want to eliminate this piece and this piece.
And if they're from Lock Haven and doing something illegal, they might get a friend request from Corporal Winters.
You may want to set up a false site. And I'm not going to explain how we're going to do that, but we'd set up a false site which might lead someone to believe maybe we're part of a party goer, or maybe we're part of some other criminal activity, and then that would make them more attractive to invite us as their friend, and then next thing you know, we're getting all their information.
Police are also setting up real sites for teens and young adults who might hesitate to call, but who wouldn't think twice about dropping police a tip on Facebook. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.